Chapter 25. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name. For you have done wonderful things, even counsels of old, in faithfulness and truth. For you have made of a city a heap, of a fortified city a ruin, a palace of strangers to be no city. It shall never be built. Therefore shall a strong people glorify you. A city of awesome nations shall fear you, for you have been a stronghold to the poor, a stronghold to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shade from the heat, when the blast of the awesome ones is as a storm against the wall. As the heat in a dry place will you bring down the noise of strangers, as the heat by the shade of a cloud, the song of the awesome ones shall be brought low. In this mountain will the Lord of hosts make to all peoples a feast of fat things, a feast of wine on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wines on the lees well refined. He will destroy in this mountain the surface of the covering that covers all peoples, and the veil that is spread over all nations. He has swallowed up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the reproach of his people will he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord has spoken it. It shall be said in that day, Behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. For in this mountain will the hand of the Lord rest, and Moab shall be trodden down in his place. Even as straw is trodden down in the water of the dunghill, he shall spread forth his hands in the midst of it, as he who swims spreads forth his hands to swim. But the Lord will lay low his pride together with the craft of his hands. The high fortress of your walls has he brought down, laid low, and brought to the ground, even to the dust.